The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business, like Delta Airlines. Together with T-Mobile for Business, Delta Airlines is putting 5G into the hands of ground staff so they can better assist on-the-go travelers with real-time information. From the Delta Sky Club to the Jet Bridge, this is elevating customer experience. And Tractor Supply trusts 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business to connect over 2,200 stores around the country with 5G business internet. Plus, T-Mobile is powering AI solutions so Tractor Supply team members can match shoppers with the products they need faster. This is enriching customer experience. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Everyone loves a good family mystery, especially one with as many twists and turns as June's Journey. June's Journey is a hidden object mystery mobile game that puts your detective skills to the test. Embark on a journey into a gripping narrative where intrigue, secrets, and unexpected twists await at every turn. Play as June Parker and investigate beautifully detailed scenes of the 1920s whilst uncovering the mystery of her sister's murder. Rediscover the magic of June's childhood as you roam the vast estate filled with secrets and memories waiting to be uncovered. Gather compelling evidence and decipher clues, immersing yourself in a captivating world of discovery that will keep you hooked until the very end. Compete with friends and other players to see who can solve cases the fastest or achieve the highest scores. Are you ready to jump back in time, detectives? Download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. Discover the secrets of the past. Download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Or your grandma here with us, making carne asada.
She does love a cold Corona.
Throw in some dancing.
Oh, we can watch the game.
I'll drink to that.
So a backyard concert with football, food, dancing, and Corona?
And your grandma.
Or we could keep it simple.
Simple is good. Want a Corona?
Thanks. Salud to the perfect day.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entricken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. I'm here to recap the news and notes from Monday and get you ready for another Tuesday of baseball action. So let's get cracking on the news from Monday. Hurston Waldrop, right out the gate, was a fun one. On Sunday, I reported that Waldrop was going to get sent back to AAA after his second rough outing. Well, now that's on hold as Waldrop will go to the IL. Waldrop said after his start that his elbow was hurting worse than usual, so the Braves decided to keep him on the IL with the big club, get the work done on him that's necessary, and see where it goes from there. Waldrop will be shut down for at least a week, and the Braves recalled Daisbell Hernandez to take Waldrop's spot on the roster. Forrest Wall of the Atlanta Braves was recalled from AAA on Monday, and J.P. Martinez was sent back to AAA after being called up recently in the Michael Harris spot on the roster. Wall was in the lineup on Monday, hitting eighth, and went 1-for-3 with an RBI before he was replaced in the lineup by Ramon Laureano late in the game. Wall or Laureano do not have major fantasy implications at this point in time. I still expect the Atlanta Braves to make more moves to shore up the outfield situation. As kind of reported yesterday, we got more good news, solid news on Wilson Contreras. He will officially begin his rehab assignment at AAA Memphis on Tuesday. And the solid news is the Cardinals hope all goes well and Contreras will rejoin the club at the start of next week. So about a 3-to-5 game, depending on what off days, rehab assignment for Wilson Contreras. Kyle Gibson of the St. Louis Cardinals, we reported on Sunday that Gibson was placed on the bereavement list with a death in his family. did not know the status of his upcoming start, nor does it matter as the family comes first. But the Cardinals announced on Monday that Gibson is expected to make his regularly scheduled start on Wednesday against the Miami Marlins. Speaking of the Toronto Blue Jays, Jimmy Garcia was placed on the IL with right elbow, like nerve damage. There's a bunch of different, I heard elbow soreness, I saw nerve damage. In the end, it's a nerve situation in his elbow. Good news, Jimmy's MRI came back clean. Bad news, he's going to the IL, but hopefully for a minimal stint. Yariel Rodriguez was recalled from AAA, and he will likely make a start for the Jays later this week. We already mentioned with Yariel Rodriguez that he's only going to go a few innings, so it's tough to really enjoy his total fantasy potential. I kind of gave my full rant or analysis on Rodriguez on Monday's Bench with Bubba episode with Mike Curlin. So if you want to check that out, go get that. But the other fallout from Jimmy's injury with Jordan Romano still on the IL for the Toronto Blue Jays, Chad Green was named the closer for the time being for the Jays. The Yankees made it official on Monday. Gerrit Cole will come off the IL and make his season debut on Wednesday for the New York Yankees. Kind of expected, but now it's official. Michael Massey of the Kansas City Royals has been out for a few weeks with a back injury, but he may be on the mend as Massey is expected to begin a rehab assignment with AAA Omaha on Tuesday. Massey hit .389 with 3 home runs and 10 RBIs over his last 10 games before hitting the IL. Massey should be on all, if or most, if not all, 12-team rosters and definitely deep leagues once he returns. Michael Wacha of the Kansas City Royals made a rehab start at the Royals Arizona Complex League on Monday. He's rehabbing an injured foot since he was hit by a comebacker in his last start. We could see Wacha back with the Royals if Monday's start goes well. Trey Turner of the Philadelphia Phillies was activated from the IL on Monday, and Johan Rojas was sent back to AAA. Rojas was always around because his defense was really, really good, but the offensive skills never really followed. With Rojas back in the minors, David Dahl will get a little more run with the Phillies, and Brandon Marsh should see everyday at-bats for the Philadelphia Phillies. Corbin Carroll. When I reported on Corbin Carroll on yesterday's show, it was kind of like doom and gloom in Arizona with the situation being held back to get the MRI, all that kind of stuff. Well, on Monday, Corbin Carroll's MRI came back clean. This was great, and he immediately went and boarded a plane to join the D-backs in Washington for their upcoming series. He could even be in the lineup on Tuesday, which would be a major win for the D-backs on what initially appeared to be a very, very serious injury. Yesterday, I reported Mookie Betts' just dreadful injury, the fractured hand on the hit-by-pitch. Well, he was officially placed on the IL on Monday with a left-hand fracture, and the Dodgers are saying Betts could miss 6 to 8 weeks. This is obviously a massive blow for the Dodgers and fantasy managers, but you have to hold Mookie Betts wherever you can. Hopefully you have IL spots. If you're like in an NFBC league, you need to stash him. It's tough to drop a guy like Mookie Betts, even though we only have like 3.5 months left. He's missing 2/3 of that, give or take. So it's just, you got to tough it out if you can. Miguel Vargas was recalled to add some infield depth to the Dodgers. Vargas should continue to just be a platoon piece like he was when he was recently called up. And the biggest quote-unquote winner in this situation is Miguel Rojas, who should see most of the reps at shortstop. He even contributed an RBI double on Monday night. Romy Gonzalez of the Boston Red Sox was activated from the IL on Monday. Jamie Westbrook was sent back to AAA. Justin Lawrence and Jake Bird, two relievers for the Colorado Rockies, were both activated from the IL on Monday, sending Josh Rogers to the IL with a strained left rotator cuff, and Angel Chavilli went back to AAA. Yu Darvish of the San Diego Padres will make a rehab start on Wednesday at High A as he works his way back from a groin injury. If all goes well for Darvish, Darvish should be back with the Padres next week. Jose Soriano of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim was scratched from his start on Monday with abdominal pain. No more news has been reported on that. We don't know if it's an illness, oblique, or what it is, but abdominal pain for Jose Soriano. Earlier in the day, Jose Suarez was DFA'd, and Zach Plesac was recalled from AAA. Plesac made the spot start on Monday and picked up the win for the Angels, allowing 3 runs over 6 innings with 1 strikeout. Do not go and roster Zach Plesac. Do yourself a good. You'd better off buying puka shells and trying to look like Zach Plesac than roster Zach Plesac for fantasy. Brandon Drury of the Angels was activated from the IL on Monday as the Angels DFA'd Cole Tucker. Drury hit 6th in the lineup for the Angels on Monday and went 0-for-3. The Angels expected to recall Chase Silseth after his last rehab start, but that has been put on hold as Silseth will make one more rehab start this Friday, hopefully joining the Angels next week. Man, this is a bummer. We expected the worst when it came to Anthony Rizzo from the news late Sunday evening. But on Monday, Rizzo was placed in the IL with a fracture in his right arm, which he suffered in the collision at first base on Sunday night. Rizzo is expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks with the injury. DJ LeMahieu should play mostly at first base, and Oswaldo Cabrera will likely play most of third base. Might expect the Yankees to make a move, maybe get a Josh Bell or someone else to fill the gap while Rizzo is out. Jacob Junis of the Milwaukee Brewers is expected to come off the IL later this week and rejoin the Brewers and pick up a start as they need some serious rotation help. David Hamilton, this is a bummer. Hamilton has been a man on a fantasy mission of late, you know, 9 steals in the month of June. He had 4 steals on Sunday alone. He has been a popular waiver wire ad in recent weeks, but the production may come to a quick halt as Hamilton left Monday's game with left side discomfort. We will await further news on Tuesday and hope for the best, as Alex Cora is hoping for the best. As he said after the game, it looks like Hamilton should avoid the IL, but we know how that goes. Let's get some more imaging, see where it goes, and let's hope this is a Corbin Carroll situation and it's just a little soreness. Mike Tauchman of the Chicago Cubs left Monday's game with left groin tightness. If Tauchman were to miss time on the IL, Pete Crow Armstrong would gain more playing time. Lawrence Butler of the Oakland Athletics, he was kind of a popular name earlier in the year, and then he kind of fizzled out and got sent back to AAA. Well, it appears the A's will be recalling Butler from AAA as they DFA'd J.D. Davis on Monday. Butler was hitting .255 with 4 home runs and 7 stolen bases over 27 games in AAA since he was sent back down in mid-May. All right, before we take a look at the action on the diamond for Monday and a peek ahead at Tuesday, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Everyone loves a good family mystery, especially one with as many twists and turns as June's Journey. June's Journey is a hidden object mystery mobile game that puts your detective skills to the test. Embark on a journey into a gripping narrative where intrigue, secrets, and unexpected twists await at every turn. Play as June Parker and investigate beautifully detailed scenes of the 1920s, whilst uncovering the mystery of her sister's murder. Rediscover the magic of June's childhood as you roam the vast estate filled with secrets and memories waiting to be uncovered. Gather compelling evidence and decipher clues, immersing yourself in a captivating world of discovery that will keep you hooked until the very end. Compete with friends and other players to see who can solve cases the fastest or achieve the highest scores. Are you ready to jump back in time, detectives? Download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. Discover the secrets of the past. Download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by pitcherlist.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Some hitting highlights from Monday. Sedane Rafaela continues to crush it here in June. Rafaela went 2 for 3 with a home run, 2 runs scored, an RBI, and a walk on Monday. And over Rafaela's last 11 games, he's hit safely in 9 of 11 games for a .442 average with 1 home run, 8 runs scored, 7 RBIs, and 1 stolen bases. There's a lot of really positive Rafaela thoughts going all over the Twitter there. I just want to say he's still striking out way too much. His O swing, O contact is dreadful. His swinging strike rate is extremely high. It's really good batting average, but it's one of those profiles that he could hit the skids pretty hard like he was before this hot streak. I'm rooting for Rafaela. I'm a big fan. His defense is great, keeps him in the lineup. I'm just saying, enjoy it while you can. If you're in a trade league, this is a phenomenal sell high situation with Zidane Raffaella. Mason Wynn of the St. Louis Cardinals went 2-for-6 with a homer, 2 runs scored, and 2 RBIs. He's just been a steady producer. He's hitting leadoff now for the Cardinals most games. And since June 1st, Wynn's hitting .266. Not flashy, but very solid in this environment of baseball. 2 home runs, 9 runs scored, 8 RBIs, and a stolen base. Playing great defense at shortstop. He's in there every day and is a great middle infielder or even shortstop in deeper formats. Hunter Goodman, we're hoping he can have a breakout for the Rockies, and he's kind of waking up at the plate. On Monday, Goodman went 1-for-4 with a home run, a run scored, and 2 RBIs. Goodman has 3 home runs over his last 3 games. He's playing more in the outfield and even got a start as a backup catcher with Elias Diaz on the IL. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on pitcherlist.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Monday. Reese Olson. Man, we have a couple guys that bounced back big time on Monday, and Reese Olson's one of them. Taking on the Atlanta Braves, 6 shutout innings for Reese Olson, 4 hits, no walks, 8 Ks. Olson had 16 whiffs and a 33% CSW on 100 pitches. Like I said, much needed from Olson because he's having a great year. Ratios are great. Overall stat line's phenomenal. But over Reese Olson's last 3 starts, 17 earned runs over 14 and two-thirds innings pitched with only 14 strikeouts. So big, big bounce back there for one Reese Olson. We got another bounce back on Monday as Braxton Garrett took care of business versus the Cardinals. Got the no decision as the game went 12, but Garrett went 6 innings, 1 earned run, 5 hits, no walks, and 6 Ks. Garrett had 11 whiffs and a 34% CSW on 93 pitches. This is the Braxton Garrett that we know exists, and this is why we keep rostering him, even with the struggles. And those struggles have happened of late. Before tonight's gym, Garrett has allowed 9 earned runs over 7 1/3 innings with 7 strikeouts in his last 2 starts. David Peterson, I've been banging this drum on my other shows that he's come back. Strikeouts have not been there. We saw them tonight, and that is a point in the right direction as Peterson took on the Texas Rangers, allowing 2 earned runs over 6 innings pitched with 4 hits, 3 walks, and 6 strikeouts. Give me a K in inning. He's got double-digit K upside when he's clicking. Peterson had 11 whiffs and a 27% CSW on 100 pitches. Walks are usually his bugaboo. So to see 3 walks and 6 Ks, that's kind of the norm. But as long as the strikeouts there, we can survive because over 4 starts so far for Peterson, 3.97 ERA, 4.73 xFIP, but only 12 Ks and 22 and 2/3 innings pitched. Nice to see those 6 strikeouts on Monday. Hopefully a sign of things to come for David Peterson. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Monday. Camilo Duvall picked up his 13th save of the year versus the Cubs as the Giants came back and won it as Hector Neris blew the save for his 2nd loss of the season. Duvall's had a roller coaster of a season, allowing a bunch of runs on Sunday in a non-save situation, bounces back nicely on Monday. David Bednar picked up his 15th save of the year as the Pirates took down Cincinnati as Paul Skenes picked up another win. Kenley Jansen saved number 12 versus the Toronto Blue Jays. Joe Jimenez picked up his 1st save of the year as the Braves beat the Tigers. Raisel Iglesias got the night off. And Carlos Estevez picked up his 13th save of the year as the Angels, behind Zach Plesac, picked up the win versus the Brew Crew. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, let's take a peek at Tuesday's action on the diamond. It's a full slate of action. When it comes to DFS, you got a 10-game main slate starting at 7.05 p.m. Eastern time. Pitchers I'm looking at here. Tanner Houck at Toronto. He's expensive, but a great spot again. Framber Valdez versus the White Sox. Justin Steele versus the Giants. Giants are really good versus left-handed pitching, but Steele has been looking like the ace of late, so that's a fun one. Cheap price for Steele's upside, one would say. If you're looking for some discounts, Alec Marsh at Oakland and Tobias Myers versus the Angels. There are bats for days as pitching is ugly. Dodgers and Coors versus Gomber. Atlanta versus Casey Mize. And Mize has reverse splits, so think about that if you're stacking, folks. Houston against Jonathan Cannon. The Royals versus Hogan Harris. Detroit versus Spencer Schwellenbach. Detroit's sneaky good versus right-handed pitching. Yankees versus Albert Suarez. I can expect another Aaron Judge ding-dong city. And then the Mets versus Michael Lorenzen. Mets put up 14 on Monday, so be careful. Usually you don't see back-to-back big ones, but Michael Lorenzen could help with that. Some things I'm looking forward to on Tuesday, Logan Webb versus Justin Steele, 2 aces battling out in Wrigley. My Giants bias aside, this is a great pitching matchup. Michael King versus Aaron Nola, that's a fun one. King's been looking really good. Nola's having a beast of a season. Tanner Houck versus Chris Bassitt, a little AL East action. Houck's been an ace this year, Cy Young type talk, not probably the best pitcher, but obviously up in the conversation. And Chris Bassett looks really good after a rough start to the season. And then Albert Suarez versus Nestor Cortez. Nasty Nestor has been amazing at home. Some crazy home road splits. And you get an AL East battle between the O's and the Yankees. That's like playoff potential stuff there. So really, really looking forward to that. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode in the books. Again, check out pitcherlist.com. Become a member of PL Plus and PL Pro. You won't regret it. Gets you an amazing Discord. Gets you cool tools like PLV Plus. Gets you projections. Gets you Nick Pollock's Weekend Fab article, Fab Podcast, and much, much more. So go check it out, pitcherlist.com, PL Plus, PL Pro. That'll do it. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Tuesday's action on the diamond and get you ready for Wednesday. But for now, this is your First Pitch Podcast Tuesday, June 18th edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.